Shannon is with us again from DOT to speak about any updates regarding the Wrangell landslide and efforts to clean up that area. Good morning, Shannon.
Yeah, I'll just jump right into it if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
Okay, so as most folks know, the power company was able to restore power late last night, from what I understand. So that was a real positive for us. And then just more work is continuing today. As you know, we have three openings for local traffic, and that was 8 to 8:30, 12 to 12:30, and then 3:30 to 4. That we're going to continue that for the next couple days until we can have a more established monitoring program. But we're doing this to ensure the safety of the public while we still are doing the work to really restore that section of highway. And I can just really briefly just talk about that work. Obviously, we've got more debris to remove, the woody debris to the north. We're going to continue working on that. And then, of course, repairing the shoulder embankments, and then debris removal on both the uphill and downhill side of the road, and then strengthening the drainage. Those are all really high priorities, and we'll be doing that over the next days and weeks to go ahead and, you know, restore that to its pre-slide condition.
So you did answer one question. I was wondering if you might know when that time frame that South End residents can drive through, when that time frame might expand. But it sounds like from what you just said, we're still going to go with these three half-hour segments for the next few days.
That's correct, yes.
And I understand the debris field is still shifting. Is there any information on efforts to stabilize that? Or is that just part of the debris removal process?
That is part of the debris removal process, and part of course, the reason why we have professional geologists on site as well, just so that they can analyze that. Over time, of course, it will settle down, but what we want to do is protect the area, protect the roadway from having debris or mud come across it in the future. And that's why we're having a monitoring program. While our crews are working, we actually have people with eyes on the slope to see if it's going to shift on us, because we want to get people out of the zone if that's the case. And that's also the case with the public traveling on it. We want to make sure that we're monitoring that that slope while traffic is on it, until we can be more secure in our prediction of how or if it's going to shift or move.
Thank you very much for those updates. From my end, I believe that's all, unless you had anything additional that you would like Wrangell to know about.
So actually, there's one last thing. We do try to provide data points, and we typically are able to provide the data points early on in the process. We weren't. We were really focused. Our staff was really focused on the search and rescue for the first 3 to 5 days. And we obviously moved more into the recovery of the road after that. But I did want to share with you that we do have a better estimate of the area impact, and it's around 38 acres of impacted area. So I just wanted to share that with you. We would normally have shared this, in the first 24 hours, but we're not able to.
Great, that's good information to have. And yeah, I know that when these things happen, you have to prioritize, and the priorities were exactly as they should have been. So,
exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, Shannon, thank you very much for your updates. Everyone in Wrangell really appreciates this, so thank you.
All right. Give everyone my best.
Okay, we will. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.